Welcome back. It's another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Producer Nate Vaughn is here, and we're both here to preview the Vikings matchup this weekend in the Mile High City. They play Peyton Manning, Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, and the Denver Broncos on Sunday, kickoff scheduled for 3:25 Central Time. It's a big game. It's probably the most attractive game on the NFL schedule in Week 4. Vikings 2-1, having won two consecutive games against an undefeated Denver Broncos team led by a future Hall of Famer in Peyton Manning, a team that has not been as gaudy in terms of offensive numbers as we're used to seeing from Peyton Manning, but a team that's been picked up of late by their defense, the number one rated defense in the NFL in terms of yards per game allowed. So a very meaty game coming up here for the Vikings and Broncos. It's a fun matchup to break down. Now, we look at the Vikings specifically at some of the talking points we've heard this week. Some injured Vikings receivers and their status for the game on Sunday is still unknown, but you saw Charles Johnson leave the game last week against the Chargers with a ribs injury. Jarius Wright has an injury and has been listed on the injury report, and his status is in question. So what will be interesting to see is, A, will either of those two guys play? B, if they don't, who gets most of the reps in their place and how do they do? And that'll be something to watch on Sunday. Now, you would have to imagine it's going to be some Adam Thielen. It's going to be some Cordarrelle Patterson who are taking the reps of Jarius Wright and or Charles Johnson if they are unable to play. But what about Stephon Diggs, a rookie who kind of stole the show in the preseason for the Vikings? A lot of people wondering if this is going to be the first game Diggs will be active for. He was inactive for the first games. But if there is a missing Vikings wide receiver or two in the lineup this weekend, could that mean some action for Stephon Diggs? So lots of unknowns at this point, because although Charles Johnson and Jarius Wright are listed on the injury report, we don't know if they're going to play, and we won't know until 90 minutes before kickoff. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch on game day. Let's stick with the Vikings offense. Adrian Peterson looking for a third consecutive 100-yard rushing day. He ran through, over, and around the Detroit Lions and San Diego Chargers in consecutive weeks, even found the end zone two times last week against the San Diego Chargers. He goes against the Denver Broncos defense that, quite frankly, has been very good against the run, but I must say, I don't know that a lot of teams have really tried to run the ball or have been able to try and run the ball against the Broncos, because the Broncos have had leads in most of these games. The team that did try to run it was the Kansas City Chiefs, and Jamal Charles found some success. He surpassed the 100-yard mark against these Denver Broncos. So that's an interesting matchup to watch for the Vikings, is Adrian Peterson and this rushing offense against a very good Broncos defense. And one reason it's very important for the Vikings to be able to run the ball is they need to have success on early downs to avoid third and longs. You always want to avoid third and longs, but you especially want to avoid third and long when you're going against Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, two great edge rushers on the Broncos defense. And against the Broncos defense, folks, that is only giving up 18% of its third down conversions, number one in the NFL. So if the Vikings are going to march into Mile High Stadium and get a victory, I have a feeling Adrian Peterson will be marching up and down the field. So that'll be something exciting to watch. Vikings defense, Xavier Rhodes, it looks like he's good to go. And that's good news for the Vikings. A scary injury, a scary moment for Rhodes in last week's win over the Chargers right before halftime. He collided with safety Andrew Sendejo, and Xavier got the worst of it. He laid on the field for a while, did not return to the game, went through the NFL's concussion protocol, and passed the NFL's concussion protocol, and you would have to assume will be in the lineup on Sunday. So very good news for a Vikings defense that goes against Peyton Manning and then a bunch of really good receivers, but two specifically, Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. Very good receivers. Would be awesome to have Xavier Rhodes in the mix for that. Last note on the Vikings defense, a guy who likely won't play in the game, but a guy who was just signed to the Vikings defense, to the practice squad, safety Brock Vereen, a fourth-round pick of the Chicago Bears a couple of years ago. The Bears waived him earlier in the week. The Vikings wasted no time signing him to the practice squad on Thursday. That is the third former Golden Gopher on your Vikings roster right now, the other two being Marcus Sherrills, of course, and wide receiver Isaac Frickley. Add Brock Vereen to the mix, a third former Gopher on the roster. Brock Vereen was a first-team All-Big Ten safety as a senior with the University of Minnesota. Didn't work out in Chicago. Maybe it'll work out here. Denver Broncos, by the way, also dealing with some injuries, particularly on their offensive line. They signed a left tackle in case their starting left tackle can't make it. Evan Mathis, who's their starting left guard, is dealing with an injury. They have a center who's not injured but is inexperienced, has played okay early in the season, but was on the team's practice squad last year. So I'm not going to call this a weakness of the team because they're 3-0 and they have Peyton Manning and the offense is scoring points, but certainly an area that will be interesting to watch is the Broncos' offensive line for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is that the Vikings' defensive line has been the strength of the team. And so that'll be an interesting matchup to watch on Sunday. Okay, enough from me about this game on Sunday against the Broncos. Producer Nate Vaughn has put together some other game previews, so we're going to listen to some sound. From NFL Now, is an upset brewing in Denver?
Well, look, there's a lot to look forward to in week four of the National Football League. Some matchups I'm dying to see. How about you? Give me one matchup you're really looking forward to.
Teddy Bridgewater against the Denver Broncos defense. And part of the reason I'm fascinated is because now Teddy Bridgewater has to deal with a defense that's dynamic on several levels. He has to deal with the pass rush up front. DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller coming off the edge, making him get rid of the ball quickly. But then you have to deal with the back end in the secondary. Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, Bradley Roby, those guys really do a great job of hounding and harassing receivers on the outside. Looking at the stats, look, quarterbacks have 6 interceptions and lost a fumble against this defense. I think it's a tough challenge for Teddy Bridgewater. If he's going to be a young elite quarterback on the rise, he has to step up and play well in this matchup.
They need to establish the run, Buck, but then he's got to be able to pay that off down the field. Yes. I've been a little disappointed in Teddy in terms of pushing the ball down the field, being accurate. Going to get some shots because of this running game. He's got to cash them in.
Absolutely. He has to find a way to find Mike Wallace. They got to connect. Charles Johnson has to be in the mix. They need to get these guys on the perimeter involved in a game plan.
Week 4 preview time. The Vikings have back-to-back wins. They get to 2-1 heading into Week 4. And now you get the Broncos, who are undefeated. And this sets up a big-time matchup, Chris Wessling. And tell me, who you like, Adrian Peterson or the Broncos defense?
So the Vikings have found their formula for Adrian Peterson's success. 15 shotgun runs early in the season, Week 1 and 2. Last week, not a single run out of the shotgun. They're going more blockers, fewer shotgun sets, Adrian Peterson excelling, but the Broncos, I think, are the best defense in the NFL. I'm taking the Broncos in this matchup.
I mean, you look at the Vikings, it shouldn't take that long to figure out to feed Adrian Peterson, to make him the centerpiece of your offense. I'd be a little worried about Teddy Bridgewater going up against these Broncos. Certainly the toughest matchups he's had. 2 of his 3 games, he has not played well at all this season.
Isn't that one of the bigger surprises, at least for us? We talked about Teddy Bridgewater all through the preseason and offseason, how we thought he'd make big strides. This team, the Vikings, and it's going to be tough to go deep in the playoffs, but it's not going to happen unless Bridgewater makes the leap with Peterson being AP.
That's why this is a challenging matchup, because Denver does shut down Minnesota's run game, and you put Teddy Bridgewater in a position where he has to win this game on his arm. He's not done that this year.
Better runner, AP or Terrell Davis in his prime? Greg.
Peterson. Peterson's the best runner I've ever seen.
There you go. Check out the Around the NFL podcast 3 times a week.
It's a good game, LeVar. Not an easy pick either way.
It's not an easy pick, but I'm going to kind of piggyback off of what Elliot was saying. When you look at this Denver Broncos defense and the way they're playing, their style of play, their active linebackers with Trevathan and Marshall, their pass rush, I mean, their interior front, they're eating up space. DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller are coming off of the edges. They're probably having their best year as a collective unit right now. Hard to pick against them out, so you got to go with Denver.
Interesting,
not to say because of Peyton Manning or the offense and this and that. This is purely based upon how do you match up against Adrian Peterson and Teddy Bridgewater, and they match up very well.
Steve, their defense is giving up the lowest yards per play in the NFL, and the Broncos' offense is averaging the lowest yards per play in the NFL. It's a complete anomaly. The Broncos' defense is carrying them.
You got Peyton Manning, you got Adrian Peterson. 4 of the last 7 MVPs have gone to those two guys. Who needs to have the bigger game for his team to win?
I think it has to be Adrian Peterson, obviously. Again, you're putting the weight of the team on Adrian Peterson to be able to give Teddy Bridgewater and the rest of this Vikings offense an opportunity to do things. Can you get Mike Wallace involved into the game? Can you get the tight ends involved? Those are the type of things. Can you gain confidence for Teddy Bridgewater to be able to throw the ball with confidence? Because that pass rush, if you do nothing to slow them down, they will eat you up. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they have a secondary that's just as gifted and talented as their pass rushing group. So if you just throw the ball, they're going to go get it. So it's going to be on Adrian Peterson to really set a tone.
Okay, after all of that, if you're still not optimistic enough that the Vikings can top the Denver Broncos on Sunday, Take a stroll down memory lane. Remember this play?
15 seconds to go in the first half. Make it 14. Clock's running. Third and 24. Dante takes the snap. A better pass protection scheme this time. Dante rolls out to the right. 5 seconds to go in the first half. Dante fires deep to the left. Moss caught it at the 11, but now he pitches
look at
it
this.
To Mo Williams. Touchdown!
You gotta be kidding me!
Lots of good Vikings-Broncos matchups throughout the day. Another one that I remember is a game at Mile High Stadium. Chris Carter torched the Denver Broncos defense. I think he had 8 catches, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. And it wasn't just the gaudy numbers. It was the acrobatic, amazing, one-handed, diving, toe-tapping along the sideline catches from Hall of Famer Chris Carter that day on passes that were coming from Jeff George, nonetheless. Jeff George, who was signed as an insurance policy for Randall Cunningham. The Vikings had to cash in on that insurance policy that season. I believe it was 1999. And the Jeff George to Chris Carter connection was working and working well that day in Denver. And the Vikings got a riveting come-from-behind victory on a field goal at the buzzer on a day where Chris Carter dominated. So lots of fun Vikings-Broncos games in history. Hopefully there's another one in store for us on Sunday. Okay, let's get the Denver Broncos perspective on this matchup. And to do that, we go to Broncos.com and our guy, Phil Milani, who breaks down this matchup from the Denver perspective.
All righty, the Vikings and Broncos coming up a little later today. Let's close the show, beginning with the DraftKings and DraftKings.com Extra Point, where we go to Denver and hear about the adversary from Phil.
Thanks, Paul. The Broncos are 3-0 for the 13th time in franchise history, and they'll look to make it 4-0 this week against the Vikings. And normally when you're talking about the Broncos, you start with Peyton Manning. But with the way this defense has been playing, they've earned the right to go first. The Broncos have 10 takeaways through 3 weeks and lead the league with a +6 turnover differential. The secondary has smothered opposing wideouts, while the guys up front, led by DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller, have gotten to quarterbacks. Obviously, this week, the defense will be tested with Adrian Peterson, who has crossed the century mark in each of the last 2 games. On the other side of the ball, both head coach Gary Kubiak and Peyton Manning agreed that the Broncos' offense made progress last week against the Lions, as Manning threw for more than 300 yards for the first time this season. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders create a matchup problem every week. Both were Pro Bowl selections a year ago, and both are on an early pace to catch 100-plus balls this season. After 2 weeks on the road, the Broncos return home where they've won 9 consecutive regular season games. But with the league's top rusher and a confident Vikings team coming in, this has all the makings to be a great matchup.
All right, let's move on to a regular segment in the late week Wobcast. It's Three Threats. Producer Nate Vaughn has put together these three threats. Nate, walk us through them. I will comment after you name one of the threats.
All right, the first threat we're going to look at is the pass rushing duo in Denver, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough to find a better pass rushing duo in the league than those two. How can the Vikings protect Teddy Bridgewater against those pass rushers?
I think you can do a number of things to help protection. If you can single your tackles up against those guys, obviously, and with the way our tackles are playing, that might be something that we do from time to time. But those guys are so good that more times than not, you're going to do something to help them, whether you're sliding the protection one way or the other, so you can perhaps double team them with the tackle and guard or the tackle and the tight end. You can use the tight end to chip. You can use a running back to chip. You can use a wide receiver or a tight end to come down and crack block. After they've begun their pass rush, you have that wide receiver or that tight end come in and crack them from the side legally. So lots of different things you can do. It's an important part of the matchup, no doubt. I do believe, Nate, this is the best pass rushing tandem in the NFL. DeMarcus Ware has a sack in every game this season. Von Miller, whether he's getting credit for the sack or not, seems to be constantly causing disruption from the offense's right side of the formation. That's where he lines up. So this Denver Broncos defense is an odd man front. It's a 3-4 front, but essentially DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller are defensive ends, and they're coming almost every play. If they're not, Von Miller usually is dropping back into coverage. DeMarcus Ware does come on almost every single snap. So fun matchup to watch this week will be Matt Khalil versus DeMarcus Ware. Matt Khalil, guys, is having a great season so far, a great 3-game start to the season for Matt Khalil. But his toughest test of the season will be on Sunday against DeMarcus Ware.
From the front of the Broncos defense to the back end of the Broncos defense, you know, they're loaded up front, but they're loaded back there too.
Yes.
I mean, we've got Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, two great corners
awesome
that any
starting
team would take
yes, for
on
sure
their team. TJ Ward, their big safety acquisition at the beginning of last season.
Yep.
And let's not forget about Bradley Roby. He's their nickel corner, basically their third cornerback. But he's been a difference maker this year. A lot of people know about the fumble recovery against the Chiefs in Kansas City to win that game. He also has an interception. So what role will the defensive backs, and specifically we'll look at Bradley Roby, what role will they play against the passing game of the Vikings?
Well, I think that the Broncos defensive backs deserve a lot of credit for the success the Broncos defense has had, because they are doing a great job on the outside in press coverage. They play a lot of press man, and it's causing quarterbacks. I noticed it with Joe Flacco when I was watching their game back on tape, and I noticed it a bunch of times with Matthew Stafford. It's causing quarterbacks to have to double hitch because their initial read is not open, and that's giving the four-man rush an extra beat or two to get to the quarterback. That's part of why Denver's able to get home with just four rushers and drop seven into coverage. And when you're a quarterback and you get to the top of your drop and there are seven guys in coverage, it's hard sometimes to find a throwing lane and an open receiver. And that's what's happening to teams who play the Denver Broncos. Bradley Roby is an important part of that. And the reason I think it's cool that you put him on here is because most people don't know he exists or know his name. They know it's Aqib Talib and Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, but they don't know about Bradley Roby, and he's good, and he's their third corner. He comes in nickel packages, and a lot of times on third down, you're in your nickel package. And if you're a defense that's only allowing 18% rate third down conversions, your nickel back is probably pretty good. That's Bradley Roby. He's a ball hawk. As you mentioned, he picked up that Jamal Charles fumble. I think his interception came against Stafford, if I'm not mistaken. So Bradley Roby is playing well, and he's a guy you have to watch out for and account for, and he's a big reason why the Broncos defense is playing as well as it is.
And finally, the third threat. He's getting kind of downplayed this year, but you can't talk about the Denver Broncos without talking about future Hall of Famer Peyton Manning.
Right. Yeah, I'm hearing the same talk, Nate. We heard this talk about Tom Brady last year at this time after your precious Kansas City Chiefs picked him off once or twice, forced him to fumble, I believe, and beat the Patriots 41-14. A lot of people were burying Tom Brady, and he responded by going out the following week against the Cincinnati Bengals and lighting up the scoreboard. The Patriots went on to win all but two of the rest of their games, and Tom Brady was a Super Bowl MVP. So I'm starting to hear a little bit of that kind of talk with Peyton Manning. Doesn't have the velocity, blah, 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 blah. And we did a film study of him this week. It's on Vikings.com, and he is as good as he's always been. And the reason he is because he doesn't only rely on his physical ability. He relies on his eyes and his brain to do a lot of the work for him. And those two things are as good as ever. So Peyton Manning is legit. I know the gaudy passing numbers are not there for him, but he's playing well enough that I think eventually those gaudy passing numbers will come. Let's hope it's not on Sunday against the Vikings. We don't want this Sunday to be the Broncos passing game's coming out party. Let's try and keep them in check. To do so, obviously, you have to keep Peyton Manning in check. The best way to do that is to do exactly what the Vikings defense has done the past 2 weeks. Pressure and hit the quarterback. Get him to be uncomfortable. Manning is not immune from feeling uncomfortable after being hit by Everson Griffin, Sharif Floyd, Linval Joseph, Brian Robinson, Tom Johnson, and Anthony Barr. So hopefully we can make that happen.
All right, we'll move on to over-unders. The first one we're going to look at is penalties against the Minnesota Vikings. And I bring this up because, you know, they're traveling to Denver. It's going to be loud there. They definitely have a home field advantage. Those pass rushers coming off the edge, I mean, that's tough in itself.
Right.
Then you look on our defensive side. You have Xavier Rhodes and Terrence Newman, two corners that you would gladly take. But with those receivers out there, I mean,
do they get grabby? Do they hold? Do they, right, yeah, illegal contact, whatever. Yep.
Right. So I'll ask you, and it hasn't really been an issue for the Vikings so far this year.
No, we've been good on penalties.
But I'll ask you whether you would take the over or under on 6.5 penalties against the Minnesota Vikings in Denver this weekend.
Yeah, I think that with the way the Vikings defense is playing, I think our offense, although, again, those passing numbers are not hugely gaudy in the least, I think our offense has done a good job of just being disciplined, taking care of the ball. I think our defense is playing really well. I think that Mike Zimmer has this team equipped to go into the hostile environment and be disciplined, not jump off sides on defense or have illegal contact down the field, not have false starts on offense with the crowd roaring and Von Miller coming at you. I think we're going to be disciplined and poised. I like the form of the Vikings right now off of those two wins. So although I think I would get good odds for this in Vegas, I will take the under on 6.5 penalties for the Vikings on Sunday.
Under 6.5. All right. Moving on to the second over under. We're going to look at Vikings third down percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think about it, a good third down percentage is probably around 30, low 30s percent.
Yep.
That's one out of every three third down you convert.
Yep.
We talked about how good Denver's defense is. Their percentage is at 18%.
Right.
So amazing. That's very good. I mean, any team would take that. I'll meet you kind of halfway there. Okay. Would you take over or under 25% third down conversion percentage?
All right. You're going to think I'm negative here and I'm giving up on the game, but I'm not. I'm gonna go under on that. And here's the deal with it. Here's my thinking. I think that we're going to score points on this Denver defense. And so you would think that then I would think we're going to be converting on third down. And I do think we'll convert on third down. Teddy had some impressive throws on third down last week against the Chargers. He had one to Mike Wallace that we reviewed with Coach Zimmer on Vikings game plan this week. He had one to Jarius Wright that was very impressive. He had a dump down to Matt Asiata in the right flat that was a good read, a good decision. Teddy's careful with the ball, and I like that. But I think that we're going to be able to run the ball on Denver, and we're going to run the ball on early downs. And so when we put drives together to march down the field and score points, I just don't think we're going to be in a bunch of third downs. And I think when we do get into a bunch of third downs on those third and longs, I think we're going to be smart and poised enough to not have Teddy on a seven-step drop to throw it downfield so Von Miller can sack us. I think we're going to check down a little bit and be smart with it and play the field position game. That might not yield third down conversions, but it's going to keep us in the game, and it's going to keep us on the right side of the field position battle. Now, parenthetically, we were very good in the field position battle last week against the Chargers. The Chargers did not start a drive outside of their own 20-yard line the whole game. Every drive started at their own 20 or inside of that. And that, I think, was a big reason why we dominated so much. So, long story longer, I'm taking the under on 25%. The Broncos defense will do well on third down, will be smart on third down, and we're going to do our damage on first and second down with the running game, mix in a pass every now and then on play action on first and second down. That's how we get down the field. I just have too much respect for this defense to hang a big third down conversion number on them. But I don't think it's doomsday for the Vikings because we're not converting a high percentage of our third downs. I think that we do drive the ball and we do score points. It's just on first and second down.
And we'll gladly take a couple of those one-play drives like
yes,
we had last
one play
week.
Drives have no third-down conversions on them, but they result in points.
One of the reasons San Diego always seemed backed up is whenever we kicked off to them, it seems like almost every time it's a touchback with Blair Walsh.
Awesome, yes.
And that's here in Minnesota.
Right.
You go to Denver.
Thin air.
It's like it's heaven for kickers.
Right.
They can kick it a mile.
Yep.
In the mile-high city.
Uh-huh.
See what I did there?
See, play on words. I get it.
So if we take a look at points for Blair Walsh,
yeah,
unfortunately no points for kicking it through the uprights on kickoffs,
no.
But points for Blair Walsh in this game against the Broncos. If I put the over-under at 7.5, what would you take?
I'll take the over on that. I think because I think the Vikings are in this game to win it at the end of the game, and I think they're going to win. And so that could mean a Blair Walsh field goal at the buzzer or late in the game to put us ahead or to seal the victory. And I think we're going to find the end zone a few times, tack on a field goal or two earlier in the game. And I like the over on this. And again, immense respect for the Broncos defense. And I do not think that any team is just going to march into Mile High Stadium, Sports Authority Field, whatever they're calling it now. To me, it's Mile High Stadium. It's the Mile High City. It's Mile High Stadium. I just don't think you're just going to march in there and just light up the scoreboard automatically. So I'm not trying to disrespect their defense, but I do think that with Adrian Peterson and with Teddy taking care of the ball, we're going to be able to put drives together. Blair Walsh will have to come on and salvage two or three of those drives with field goals, and then he'll tack on the extra points when we do find pay dirt a few times. So give me the over on Blair Walsh points at 7.5. All right, so there are my guesses on the over-unders. Vikings penalties, under 6.5. Vikings third down percentage, under 25%. Blair Walsh points, over 7.5 for those of you scoring at home. And for those of you scoring at home, I'm over 500 on the season. You doubted me after a poor preseason and a slow start to the regular season, but after going 3-0 last week, I'm over 500 on the over-under game. All right. What else, Nate?
Well, I don't have anything else. I'm just excited to see this game. I mean, it's kind of a big game.
It's
already
cool
early
game.
In the season. It's a cool game. It's not your NFC North division collisions that we have every year, mm-hmm. which we're also obviously looking forward to. But, I mean, 3-0 Denver Broncos, 2-1 Vikings, who I think we can admit have played pretty well the past 2 weeks.
Yep.
It's exciting to see this game come up.
It's a cool game on the NFL weekly calendar. I think for NFL fans, you know, NFL fans all have their favorite teams, but they're also fans of the league. And I think, you know, you look at the slate of games this week in the NFL, which is nearly a full slate. Only two teams have byes, Tennessee and New England. The rest of the teams are playing. And certainly Baltimore and Pittsburgh from Thursday night was a great game. Division rivalry, but we see that twice a year. This is a cool matchup, Broncos and Vikings. And how about just the NFL luminaries in this game? I mean, Peyton Manning, future Hall of Famer, as you've already said. Mike Zimmer, very well-respected defensive mind. People call it the quote-unquote Mike Zimmer defense. You know, we have that kind of cachet with people. Our defense is the Mike Zimmer defense going against the sheriff, Peyton Manning. Norv Turner, another big NFL name in this game. Adrian Peterson. I mean, you can argue that there have been quarterbacks better than Peyton Manning who have played, and you can argue that there are quarterbacks who are better than running backs better than Adrian Peterson who have played. But both of those guys are in the conversation of best to ever play the position in NFL history, and they're both in this game. I think that's super cool. And you have two of the hottest defenses in the NFL right now. You have the Denver Broncos, who are the number one rated defense in the NFL right now in terms of yards allowed, and you have a Vikings defense that has been pummeling quarterbacks and getting national attention for doing so after they've throttled Matthew Stafford and Philip Rivers the last 2 weeks, and people are wondering if that's going to happen to Peyton Manning this week or if Peyton Manning is going to find his way around it. So, yeah, I think this is a really cool and fun matchup between two teams that don't see each other very often and two teams who on their whiteboards and their team meeting rooms both have win the division, make the playoffs, have a playoff run as goals for their season. So a really fun and cool matchup. Kickoff is at 3:25 on Sunday. Catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. Until then, to pass the time, check out Vikings.com. We have tons of great content up there, including Everson Griffin, wired and mic'd up in last week's win over the San Diego Chargers. You want to know what goes through Everson's head during a game, especially during a game in which he's playing well? Go check that piece out. It was a lot of fun to watch and listen to, and I think you'll enjoy it. Also, for those of you who love the content that we at the VEN produce on a regular basis, download the Vikings app if you haven't done so. Go to the App Store right now, download the Vikings app. All of our content delivered straight to your mobile device every single day. You can even get push notifications, and when the push notification comes through, you know what sound you hear? Brrr, you hear the Vikings horn when you get a push notification. So super cool things happening on the Vikings app. Nate really, really liked that, didn't you? You loved my sound effects.
I think they should cut that out of the Wobcast and replace that. So that's the sound instead
right.
of the actual horn.
It's a great idea. We'll talk to Ryan Cardinal about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he can make it happen.
Cool. That's it for now. On behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, who always does a great job, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. That's it for this episode of the Wobcast, but we're going to be back early next week reviewing what happens in the Mile High City. The Vikings are on a bye next week, but the Wobcast is not. We'll be back next week. Until then, talk to you next time.